I'd like to welcome everybody and to say how pleased I am that this is actually happening. It's been a lot of work by a lot of people to make it a reality. And I'd like to first identify the fact that among you are the people who made this happen, i.e. who were present in shaping Toronto's cultural policy and plans, and students studying cultural policy, many of whom will be, or some of whom will be in the next generation of those who take on this responsibility from a variety of perspectives. So it's an interesting opportunity for them to learn, but even more, it's an interesting opportunity for all of us to examine what has happened, what the legacies are, and how we got to where we're at. I think it's appropriate that this is the first Maver Moore Symposium on Cultural Policy. I would expect that most of you who were involved in shaping Toronto's cultural policy and plans knew Maver, or that he touched you in one way or another. His columns in the Globe for 5 years were incredibly important in terms of helping Canadians understand the role that culture played in their lives. Not to say that, well, we still have the issue of how we make that, how people come to understand that importance, and we'll be discussing that during the day-to-day. Maver was a public intellectual, and he left us an important legacy, and today in the work that we're doing, I feel that to a great extent we are continuing the work that he began in the variety of positions that he held and the variety of roles that he played in Canadian cultural policy. So Toronto Cultural Policies and Plans 1974 to 2008 is dedicated to Maver. It looks back to the key period in the creation of cultural policy in Canada and looks forward to understanding how that history has been shaped and how it can shape our collective future. The symposium began with the City of Toronto's interest in collectively sharing and telling our stories of municipal cultural policy development in Toronto. When Elena Bird, who's Cultural Affairs Officer at the City of Toronto, suggested that I might be interested in interviewing the authors of some of the key documents that shaped this policy, I realized that the history remains largely unwritten. And rather than interview each of you who will be speaking this morning individually, it seemed sensible to bring you all together and to bring with you the people with whom you consulted, the people who pushed you, and the people who helped to shape what it is that you actually produced. So, there are several parts to today's experience. The first is that there's a website where many of the key documents are now accessible to each of you, but also to a larger public and to future scholars and individuals looking at the history and the evolution of cultural policy in Toronto. The second is that we are recording the discussions today, and they will go on the website. Each of you is here for a special reason. When I reviewed, as I have done over the last 6 months or so, all of the documents that are part of this, and looked at the consultations, and looked at who wrote, but also who spoke to those who wrote, I realize that each of you who's here as part of this symposium was part of that experience, and each of you had an impact, and in fact, in some cases, I could see the direct impact of your work and your engagement with the issues and each of our speakers, as they will speak to, I'm sure, was involved in a consultation process and a process of iteration and reiteration as they shaped the work that they did. So you all have been essential figures in the shaping of Toronto cultural policy, and we are indebted to you for the work that you have done. I'd also like to thank Rita and Terry from the City of Toronto, and Claire and Susan for the work that they have done for the TAC. Susan did some invaluable work in pulling together materials for the website and identifying lacunae in the work that we had done. And others of you made suggestions which were incredibly valuable. Kevin Dowler, who has been working on the Cities of Culture project at York, had a lot of material that he had been working with and built on and helped us in that respect as well. So the website becomes an important archival resource thanks to all of you. And frankly, I was saying to David a few moments ago that as I was working through my files, I discovered that I have a lot of original documents too, some of which are on the web. So don't forget to go back and check if there's anything that you have that we've missed. I'd also like to thank Paul Schaefer and Seth Feldman, neither of whom is here today, but they were very helpful in terms of bringing this symposium to reality. Paul has invaluable information and was very engaged in the 80s, 70s in terms of development of municipal cultural policy strategies. And Seth, as the head of the Robarts Center at York, has been very generous in hosting the website and in assisting us in, again, making the combined effort a reality. And of course, the City of Toronto is our host today in terms of the provision of food, so we are indebted to you for that, but even more for all the work that you've contributed in making this a reality. What I look forward to today most of all is the opportunity to connect the dots. I actually had thought about the history and where we've come from and where we're going, but as usual, we're starting a little bit late. And I don't want to speak any more at this moment in time because I really want to hear from our key speakers. So I'm going to stop here and invite David Silcox, who is the absolute best person to start this procedure, not only because of his work in 1974, which started the ball rolling. It was around that time that I came to York, and it was shortly after I came to York that David said, well, I think I'm leaving York. And as you probably all know, David brings to this experience, to the experience of 1974, his work at the Canada Council, where he was instrumental in developing arts policies at the Council, policies which would shape the Canadian landscape for many years to come. And additionally, today, David speaks to us not as the chair of Sotheby's, but even more relevant for our purposes as someone who has worked at every level of government in the cultural portfolio, in the province, in the federal government, and in the city, helping to shape the landscape as we see it and as we experience today. So I'm really pleased to introduce David, who's going to talk to us. I was going to talk about what that landscape looked like, but I'm sure he will do that, and we can do that in the discussion that will follow. And the process for today is that we'll have our four key speakers, each of whom was responsible for the writing or development of a particular plan. And then we'll have about a half-hour discussion afterwards. We will then have an opportunity to pull things together with the assistance of Kevin Dowler. And we'll have about an hour and a half at the end of the day, I hope, or at least an hour for a full discussion and for discussion of where this takes us, where this has taken us, and what might be possible steps. So, David.